Greetings. I am Dr. Vicky Casanova Willis, U.S. member of the International Human. The International Civil Society Working Group for the Permanent Forum, the International Coalition for People of African Descent, for IFRAM, the International Human Rights Association of American Minorities, as well as the OHBCUD, the Office of HBCU Development and International Cooperation, with its over 400 HBCU universities and PBIs, predominantly Black institutions of higher education. We have a solution to help with the disaggregated data gap that we continue to hear. It would put a disparities dashboard in the hands of the people who are entitled to be able to analyze for themselves and make recommendations as well as action. What I'd like to share today very briefly is that this permanent forum, we trust and pray and are willing to work to ensure that all people of African ancestry, as well as our experiences in the motherland across the sixth region, are really rooted in the same energy or the same enemy, structural and systemic racism, noting that the road ahead will only be productive with hard conversations, transformative strategies, and action. We thank you in advance for ensuring more engagement with civil society early and often going forward, noting the protection of ancestral rights must first include the right to be respected and treated as fully human. Echoing VP Marquez's emphasis on the need for UN and member states to move beyond recommendations to commitments, noting that undoing structural racism includes honoring our African ancestral heritage, we urge the forum and UN to ensure the right to culture, UDHR Article 27, and not exclude African ancestral libation and drumming from these locations. Appreciating the HRC president's remarks welcoming guidance from this forum on new UN norms and policies, thanking Dr. Kanem and forum member Justin Hansford for your ancestor calls today, Ashe, observing that if all are created and born equal in dignity and human rights, there is a stunning lack of disability accommodations here at the UN to ensure participation with dignity. It cannot be that there are insufficient funds for this, nor to exclude languages like Portuguese for reasons that we all know here at the UN. Recognizing your formidable mandate, it is ours in civil societies as well, reaffirming our partnership and that together we have all we need to fulfill the promises of this first decade and to follow up on the DDPA promises, insisting structural and systemic racism must end. Justice demands increased participation, transparency, accountability, and inclusion. To whom much is given, much is required. We recognize that. We thank you for taking this mandate, and we stand ready, willing, and able to partner for its success from this forum. Thank you so much for your time.